Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Last week, students from Pleasantville Schools, with some help from the community, packaged nearly 37,000 meals in a Meals from the Heartland event. Why did they do it, and what was it like being at the event? Let's go in depth with the students, staff, and community helping at the Meals from the Heartland event. Well, Mr. Friday, I'm always amazed. Lots of wonderful things happen at Pleasantville Schools.
Well, we try to get the kids involved in as many activities like this as we can.
Well, and this is a special one, Meals from the Heartland.
It is Dennis Oliver, has kind of spearheaded this a little bit. We built time into our schedule for advisee time throughout the day, every day. And these are some of the activities that we can do and benefit from that time. We've had canned food drives. We've had visits to the nursing home. We do Meals on Wheels with the time, as well as character building activities and those kind of things.
And so is this something, this Meals from the Heartland event, where they're packaging food for hungry people, is this something where they sort of just get the lessons sort of intuitively, or do you take this back into the classroom too?
Well, our hope is that they'll take it back into the classroom and kind of expand on that with other activities. The video that they show to the kids at the beginning before they to learn how to package, and they do a little kind of a little blurb about the hunger in the world and how to combat that, and that it's kind of a neat activity for the kids, because this day and age our kids don't know that there is a need for that. They get meals all the time.
And so what other lessons can be had from events such as this?
We always try to do civic-minded activities. This one is huge in that we're involving the whole school. We're doing, or the middle school and high school. The middle school's in here right now, and when this first started out, their goal was to raise $1,000 to get the meals here. And then they went up to $2,000, and I believe we're a little over $4,500 right now. The total number of meals that's going to be is going to be astronomical, so that's what's outstanding for the kids, to see that they can help.
And so how many kids total are going to participate today?
Probably about 340, 345, something like that, will be involved in this. I like the way they have it set up. They're very organized, this group is, and it's showing. They're packaging and getting a lot of meals packed. So,
looks to me like Mr. Oliver just helped coordinate a little bit, maybe pointed the kids in the right direction, and then the kids just took off.
He has a senior group of kids in his advisee group, and they've worked very hard at this. They got the word out. They've contacted businesses and community members for donations to buy the meals. It's been a group effort, that's for sure. A community effort.
Think you'll do it again?
Yeah, I think we will. It's an awesome experience for the kids.
Okay, who wants to be on the radio?
Me!
Do you? All right, great.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Yourself?
Good. Well, ladies, what are your names?
Alyssa.
Kylan.
Colton.
Well, how's things going today?
Good.
You having fun?
Yeah.
Would you explain the process, Alyssa? Or Colton, you want
well,
to do that?
Well, first we have to hold open the bags over this funnel thing. And then Alyssa will pour the stuff in, the soy in. And then she'll pour in the vegetables. And then Jamie will pour in the proteins. And then she'll pour in the rice.
So how's it going this morning?
Good. We filled two boxes already.
And what do you think about this?
I like it. It helps people. So that's a good thing.
fun, too.
Yeah.
And how are you enjoying it?
It's really fun.
And you, sir? How are you?
This is awesome. They were telling me how much better this was than class. And I told them if they had to do this every day, then class would be better than this.
I presume you're a teacher then.
No.
No?
No. No, I am not. I'm a farmer.
So why are you helping out today? You failed.
Because we can. You do what you can. And this is what we can do. So we're doing it.
Thanks, Kenny.
Thank you.
What are you loading here? What are you putting in there?
Vegetables.
Vegetables?
Yeah.
They're dried, huh?
Yeah.
Take some water, and then you think it'd be pretty tasty?
I guess.
Yes. Hi, Leanne. How
Hi,
are you?
Hi. Good. Good.
What are you doing here? You're weighing.
Lori and I are weighing to make sure we stay within 390 to 393 ounces.
This is the tough job.
Yeah.
Why do you have to keep it within those tolerances?
So it seals properly.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with the students, staff, and community members helping at the Meals from the Heartland event in Pleasantville. Joel, you're from Meals from the Heartland.
Yes.
That must be rewarding.
Very rewarding. It's a labor of love. I couldn't imagine doing anything more rewarding than feeding kids. A lot of our food goes to feeding kids at other third world countries. And they're going to school not to get a better education, but to actually get fed this food. So what this event is actually going to turn into is kids are going to be feeding kids and encouraging them to go to school.
And so they'll get fed maybe their only meals of the day?
Correct, yep.
And so, but then hopefully get educated and are able to better their lives.
That's the goal. So we're trying to do our part to end that poverty cycle. To help people to be better citizens of the world.
And how did you get involved with this?
I was a volunteer back in 2009. Then my family, we actually served as missionaries in Jamaica for 2 years. I actually ate some of these meals. More importantly, I had some delivered to our orphanage, and then I was able to disperse those to the community there. Every trip we made to the garbage dump, we would send about 6 bags of food. I made it to the garbage dump once, and there's literally people living off of other people's garbage. It was a very, very sad thing to see. So whenever I could get my hands on these meals, I knew how important it was for those people really struggling in these third world countries.
What's hard for us to believe in our world of relative abundance that people are in such need?
Right. It was truly an eye-opener for me. I literally only made it there once because of the smell and the number of flies. It was nasty. It was terrible. You can't even really describe it until you've actually been there and seen that. But trust me, it would touch anyone who even heard about it, that people are literally living at the garbage dump. So
these kids here working today are going to really make a difference.
They are. They're going to make about 37,000 meals today. All of those food, I can guarantee you, is going to go to someone who's hungry. We partner with another organization who does our international shipping, and we have strict standards of how we get this stuff cleared through customs. We try to make sure that none of our food will make it into corrupt government officials' hands. They have a warehouse in Haiti, so this stuff is cleared through customs, stored where it needs to be, safe and secure, and then distributed to these schools and churches in many third world countries, including South Africa, Haiti, El Salvador, the Philippines are some of the main countries that this food goes to.
And tell us about this Pleasantville event. What's your experience here?
They've done a very nice job organizing themselves. Their fundraising went really well. It kept growing and growing, so we kept on having to add the number of meals that we were going to do. The kids have really taken ownership of it. I'm here just to supervise. There's only 3 staff members at Meals from the Heartland, so we're heavily dependent on our volunteers. And as you can tell, I'm standing here talking to you, and they're packaging a lot of food right now, and it's all being done. The packaging process is so easy, a kindergartner could actually do it. So it's more the labor of love and just kind of empowering people to be in charge of this. And our mission statement is empowering people to save the starving. So it's not my job to sit here and make these meals. It's my job to help them be able to make these meals.
Would you say your names for me again?
John Webster.
Dwayne Harkin.
Well, gentlemen, what do you think of the effort today?
Oh, I think this is tremendous for that class to take on this project and getting the entire school involved. I think it's a great opportunity for them for a community service project.
And a community backed it wholeheartedly. I think they had great success in fundraising, and a lot of community members came here to help.
And you two are members of the FFA alumni?
Correct.
Yes. Yeah.
I understand you had a hand in this, too.
They came to us the other night and needed some had a transportation challenge of getting the product here and back to the Meals from the Heartland location, and we thought we could help. So with the help of Kyle Phillips and his truck, we went and got the product, and we'll take it back yet this afternoon. So
it's nice for the school to be able to rely on the local community to help them out with something like that.
Yeah, that's kind of why we started the FFA alumni, a year and a half ago, and helped the kids and the school, and in any way we can be of assistance to help their learning process. So,
more in depth after this. I continued my conversation with the students, staff, and community members helping at the Meals from the Heartland event in Pleasantville. Well, Maddie, you look like you're having fun today.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, what's the best part about it for you?
Just knowing that there's 6 meals in each little package, and it's just coming in by the boxes and boxes with just hundreds of bags.
And what's the mood of the other students?
They're having a blast with it. Whenever they get a box done, they're thinking of cheers. And they just are starting to realize that they're really fortunate for what they have and that they're really helping out a great cause.
What's your main lesson that you're taking home from this event?
That I am very fortunate myself. I kind of take things for granted. And seeing all this and doing it, it just makes me realize that I really am helping people. And people aren't always out there like me. And I'm just very, very, very blessed for what I have.
Are you going to take the organizational skills and the basic attitude that you've developed at Pleasantville High School? Are you going to continue this kind of giving and help?
Yes. It's taught me a lot, and I'm just organized, and it's just awesome showing it to all the people, and they're getting those traits as well.
So just going to take it throughout your career?
Yes. Hopefully I can just take it with me wherever I go.
Well, quite an event, Jessica, and you were an organizer.
Yes. It's amazing how much everybody's worked together, whatever, to come to this point. I know that everybody was definitely surprised that we got everything together, but I mean, I think we all knew that we got it in them, and a lot of people are saying, man, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot more fun than I thought it out to be, so I think it's going really well, so.
Well, and you had some help in the community, too.
Oh, of course. The Pleasantville FFA alumni provided the transportation, and the community members have been awesome. They've been coming in every hour and helping us out. There's been 2 or 3 adults at every single table, and it's great. The community, their donations, they're awesome. So.
And you have a broader interest in food and sustainability. Tell us a little bit about your association and event that you participated in at the World Food Prize.
I was a part of the Global Institute with 100 other, over 150 students. I was picked out of about 200 kids from Iowa. There was about 80 of us that were picked from Iowa that got to go to the World Food Prize. I had to write a paper, and my paper was over Tanzania and how to increase their crop yields. And basically what we did at the World Food Prize was it's based around an actual prize, and the laureate this year was Dr. Hillel from Israel, and we got to hear him talk about two or three times. The Secretary General of the United Nations came and talked to us about twice, and we've got to see we got to meet all the other kids. There was foreign exchange students from Bulgaria, Russia. It was really interesting to hear everybody's point of view on how they want to change world hunger and what they're and how they're planning on to do on how they're planning to do that. So.
Well, and you're actually doing something about it. You're here and helping organize this event.
Yes, it's great. And even at the World Food Prize, we did something with Meals for the Heartland as well through outreach, and we did this as well. And it's so much fun. I've gotten to do this about two or three times, and I mean, it's pretty awesome. Pretty awesome to be able to know that you're a part of helping fight world hunger. So.
You think you'll continue to make these contributions after you graduate?
Oh, yes. I plan to maybe in college or whatever, if they ever have something go for Meals to the Heartland or even come back to Iowa, just do it here in Iowa. It feels just absolutely amazing. So.
Thanks to all of the students, staff, and community members helping at the Meals from the Heartland event in Pleasantville for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.